Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Fan Morning Show, you can vote every single day. This got a lot of votes yesterday. So who will have a better 2019 season? AB or Lev Bell? 53% of you, this was tight, said Antonio Brown. 47% of you say Le'Veon Bell. That was yesterday's Twitter poll. Today's Twitter poll, vote whenever you get an opportunity. Tell all your friends. We love it. At Fan Morning Show. In 2019, will the Steelers be 9-7 or better, 8-8 or worse? 56% of you say 9-7 or better right now. 44% of you say 8-8 or worse.
That's a tough one.
That's why we do our Twitter polls. We like our goal is to make it 50-50.
Yes.
We've hit that number a couple times, straight on 50-50. I voted 9-7 or better. I think they'll be 9-7.
There's a lot to figure out yet. So
James, have you voted?
I went 9-7 as well.
Okay. So Artemi Panarin, he's rumored to be maybe traded from Columbus, right? He's a guy that people are after. He's got a contract that you can move. He's a guy, too, that you'd like to acquire for your stretch run, right? Well,
sure.
He was, in mysterious form, sort of absent yesterday for the pregame skate, for the morning skate. And that forced reporters to really put their radars up, and you start asking inquisitive questions because you are, by nature, a reporter. And then it forced Torts to, you know, Torts exited from the normal MO of coaches, lower body, upper body injury, and he told reporters exactly what was going on with Panarin. Here's Torts on Panarin.
I was told he's sick, not eating, he's puking. You want me to go into the whole tirade as far as what happened today with him so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved? He shit his pants, he was puking, he was doing everything. So enough. He's not playing tonight.
No, did you find out early in the morning or did you know?
Doesn't matter, he's not playing tonight. You doing a time scale or something?
Just
or?
Didn't know what time.
No. He's sick. He's sick as a dog. Yes, he's very sick. That's why he's out.
Okay, so I just...
As far as what happened today with him, so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved. He shit his pants.
There's nothing better than that. It does bring into focus, though, I think a serious discussion. Do we need as a consumer to know that guys are injured or not? Like, now that there's legalized betting, does it become more? Does it become less? Do we have to know? I've always wondered this because if I never knew if a guy was hurt and I just found out when I flipped on the game, I don't know if it would change the way that I watched or the way that I consumed games.
I think there are instances when you look back at, say, Phil Kessel last year, right? When you talk about, and I know we'll dig into this later, Todd Gurley at the end of this year, when you want to know, if that guy's hurt, how is he hurt? So that I can judge as a fan, like how badly is it affecting his performance?
No, how badly is it affecting your fantasy team?
Well, that's part of it too.
You know that, but
I think even for an average everyday fan who isn't involved in, let's say, gambling or fantasy, is it need to know? Probably not. But I think it's more as a fan, I'd like to know. It's not necessary though.
What do you think, Jim?
Well, in Panarin's case, it's a little bit different because this guy's rumored to be traded.
And his pants.
So, I mean, if he got traded to Ottawa, you know what he'd do?
Right.
Yeah, that's what he'd do.
Right. Traded here, he'd probably do the same thing.
He might.
Yeah.
He might. But I think that's why, because all of a sudden a guy's not on the ice and it's rumored that he's unhappy, that they're going to trade him, even though Columbus is in the playoffs right now. You know, they're in a playoff position, which is amazing. I know they've lost a few games recently, but just before that, they were on a little bit of a roll, and this guy's unhappy, and they want to get something for him before he leaves via free agency. And yet, you know, you get in the playoffs, they've got a goalie that has a chance to be decent and carry them for a little bit, and they don't. It just so of course they want to know what's going on with him. Why is he not on the ice?
Yeah, here's Torts on Paterno.
He shit his pants.
Anyway,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.